This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says Syria is harboring Iraqi leaders, and he demands that Damascus cooperate in capturing them. Secretary of State Colin Powell talked about Syria this morning.
We believe in light of this new environment, they should review their actions and their behavior, not only with respect to who gets haven in Syria and weapons of mass destruction, but especially the support of terrorist activity.
Secretary of State Powell. U.S. and British officials say there's no plan for military action against Syria, but the president's strong statements raised questions about U.S. intentions toward Syria. Edward Jurigian, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria, spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.
Historically, the Syrian Ba'ath Party and the Iraqi Ba'ath Party have been rivals. Hafez al-Assad, the former president of Syria, and Saddam Hussein were bitter rivals. So there's no political impulse to cooperate.
Now that the government in Iraq has been overthrown, might there be a level of sympathy or sort of pan-Arab feeling of support?
Absolutely. I think the Syrian government has taken cognizance of the opposition to the war within Syria, within the Arab world. Syria sees itself as a pan-Arab nationalist country, sort of the vanguard of that. You note their statements, their public statements, they support the Iraqi people, but they have not stated public support of the regime per se. But certainly this is a pan-Arab nationalist impulse.
Do you think there's a feeling that with Saddam Hussein gone, there's a vacuum that Syria may feel that needs to fill?
I think that Syria will definitely try to claim a higher voice in Arab circles. But again, it'll play this delicate game of its Arab constituencies and its Western constituencies. Syria looks to the United States as a very important country in which it would need to certainly fulfill some of its national foreign policy requirements. For example, any future peace negotiations between Syria and Israel, the Syrians have always looked at the United States since the 80s as the key critical partner in what they like to see as trilateral negotiations, basically the United States in the room between Israel and Syria to build on the past negotiations. And by the way, those negotiations since the Madrid Peace Conference in 1991 have achieved quite a bit of a legacy of accomplishment in land peace, security, and water issues. So it's juggling its interests both within the Arab world and with the United States.
There are some who say that they suspect that Syria is on a who's next list at the White House. Do you see any evidence of that?
There are various voices within the administration, but one has to listen very carefully to what the president says. I noted in his White House remarks yesterday, he expressed concern over cross-border activities, but he said that he was looking to Syria to cooperate, which I think is a strong signal that there should be some serious discussions as to what is being done, what is not being done, and the necessity to control the border between Syria and Iraq.
Edward Jurigian, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria, is director of the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. He spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.